This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the weekend between the holidays.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. How about you?
Sure.
That doesn't sound too convincing.
Well, I'm not 5 years old getting all kinds of cool presents anymore, so... You know, you don't get as excited now as you used to.
You can still get excited about, like, the food.
Well, yeah, that's always an exciting part.
Yeah. You know,
food, family, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, as you get older, it's more about the food than the presents.
But, you know, there was always that good feel. You remember the good warm feelings you used to get when you ran downstairs? What was it like for you when you, did you run downstairs early in the morning on Christmas?
Well, no. We didn't have the stairs. The stairs was, like, the basement.
Ah, okay.
But, yeah, running out our room and seeing all the presents and... Of course, waking up our parents, you know, we're ready to open up presents now and getting to tear into them. And oh, yeah.
We were never allowed to go downstairs.
Yeah.
The bedrooms were upstairs on the upper level. We were never allowed to go downstairs on Christmas morning. In fact, any morning until mom or dad were up.
Really?
Oh, you know the trouble we could get into? Four boys? Are you kidding
true.
Me? Think about that for a minute. What do you mean? You're a mom now.
Yeah.
You understand.
Oh, yes.
No, we were, like on Saturdays or Sundays, we were never allowed to go downstairs. You have enough to do in your bedroom. You have enough toys and things in your bedroom. You guys can stay there, but we were not allowed to go downstairs in the morning until mom and dad went downstairs. So it was the same on Christmas. We were not allowed to go downstairs until mom and dad went downstairs. Mm-hmm. Boy, when they went downstairs, it was get out the way because here we come. four boys down the stairs. We were bounding and we had to go down the stairs and the stairs led down into the hallway. The stairs were right inside the front door. Our front door at mom and dad's house was kind of a split area. You either go left and go up the stairs to the bedrooms and things upstairs or you go down a hallway. And then there's it's a double living room now to the left. And you could go into the one room of it, off to the right, rather, or walk all the way down the hallway, which gets you into what is now the dining room. But when we were kids, it was configured differently because we were young children. So mom and dad, instead of a double living room, they split it. It's a double living room, so it's got kind of a half big arch into it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a curtain rod, and we had a curtain that spanned the distance. So on one side of that was the... would have been the dining room, and the other side was our playroom.
Very nice.
With four boys and whatever else, and then what's the dining room now was the living room at that point. So it was configured a little bit differently. Their logic was that way we have a place to keep all of our stuff.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, and it probably sounded good when they thought of it. Not in application, though. It didn't work out so well.
Needed some actual walls, probably.
But that's where the Christmas tree always was. Mm-hmm. We always put the Christmas tree up in our playroom, in the corner of the playroom there. So we were bounding down the stairs, then hitting around the corner, and boom, into that door to the playroom we'd go, and there was the tree and whatever else, you know, was under the tree, and oh boy, get out of the way. It was just crazy stuff. But
but
it was never wrapped. Are the gifts wrapped that Santa Claus brought?
Yes.
Were they for you when you were a child?
Yes.
See, ours were never wrapped. They were just there.
Well, I guess, you know, some were, if they're like really odd ones. Like if we got a sled or something that year, those, you know, those didn't get wrapped. But they'd just be behind the couch and then they'd pull them out or we'd have to go downstairs for them. Or yeah.
Yeah, the stuff we got from Santa Claus was never wrapped. It was just under the tree. You know, the night before, if we got anything from somebody else, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever, then those were wrapped, of course, but... and I guess I take that back. There were a few things under the tree that were wrapped. Those were things that were from mom and dad to us.
Yeah.
And then we also got stuff from Santa Claus to us. So that was never wrapped. Those were just there. So, yeah, we didn't have to... Well, I mean, honestly, wrapping paper, really? It's a mess is all it is.
It is.
Who gets to clean that up?
Moms.
Usually, that's kind of the way it works, yeah. But, yeah, and then we'd just go crazy on stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'd have a few hours... And it was usually probably around maybe 8 or so o'clock in the morning when they'd let us go downstairs. And it was kind of one of those deals where, you know, it's 8 o'clock now. We were always supposed to be down to grandma's by around, well, we were eating at 1.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have a few hours, maybe 3-4 hours or so to play with things, which is ample time to play with things, to wear down batteries and perhaps break something. And then we had to get ready to go down to grandma's.
Yeah.
So for the rest of the day, so... Yeah, that's kind of how our Christmas laid out for us when we were young. It was kind of fun. It was always kind of interesting because on Christmas Day, you can just imagine four boys all pretty close to age. Mm-hmm. You know, the ages were all pretty close. And we're all scheming about, oh, we can't take this anymore. We have to go downstairs.
How can we make noise to wake them up?
What are we going to do? So I remember one year we took my youngest brother.
Poor kid. this doesn't sound good already.
Hey, go ask Mom and Dad if we go downstairs. No, I'm not. They're still sleeping. So we walked over to their bedroom door, and they had it closed, but it was not completely closed tight. It was creaked open. So we kind of pushed it open. Of course, it's making creaking sounds, so Mom and Dad are waking up anyway, knowing something's there. They never paid any attention to it. So we're kind of standing outside there. Now picture Mom and Dad, okay? They're looking out the door. They don't see anything because we're off to the side. And we're like, come on, go ask. And they can probably hear us in the hallway.
Yeah.
And my youngest brother, Jeff, you know, he's probably, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, something like that at that point. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it. So we just shoved him.
Yeah.
We just gave him a shove.
So
again, picture just an empty door frame from my mom and dad's perspective. All of a sudden, here comes your youngest child. Whoa.
Comes flying right
across the doorway there and stops. And they look at him and he says, Mom, Dad, Jim wants to know if we can go downstairs.
Blame it on you, huh?
That makes for a funny story.
Yeah.
It was funny to us anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, we, you know, and you guys are in the exact opposite, where we had 4 boys, you guys had 3 girls.
3 girls, yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was pretty good. I can think of a few instances where my older sister would not torture us, but thought she was being kind of funny, you know, to us. But no, usually we kind of all got the same kind of gifts, you know, and we played pretty well together, I think.
Yeah, we were pretty selfish.
For the most part.
We were pretty selfish. Nope, that's mine. That's mine. That's mine. You can't have
that's
it.
That's probably why we each got the same thing on a lot of our gifts. Yeah.
Mom and Dad figured that one out.
Yeah. Maybe something a little different so we know whose is, you know, which one is which.
But
maybe just different color hair for the Barbie or something. And
you do what you have to do. Well, now you have 2 children of your own.
Yes.
So Christmases are much more exciting now than they were 3 years ago.
Yes.
Well, they really are.
It is, yeah.
Because if you're like most adults, I mean, it's nice to get gifts and things. I mean, you appreciate the nice things people do, but I would 100 times over rather be the giver than the receiver.
Yeah.
It's way more fun to have, you know, the good feelings at the end of the day, knowing that you gave someone something that they really, really enjoy.
Yes.
And, I mean, when you're giving it to little kids, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, they love that stuff. I mean, they just can't. And it doesn't even have to be. We were talking earlier in the office. It's a great time when your kids are just a couple of years old.
Yeah.
Because you have an endless world of things that you could give them for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it either makes noise, moves, or flashes, they love it.
Yeah. For Wyatt, if it has 4 wheels, he's in love.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, wait till they get older and they want expensive
iPads.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Technology gifts and things. Like, oh, there goes $1,000 out the window.
Yeah.
Christmas just got a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, you know, at that age, it's just so much fun and they appreciate it. Of course, Brianna's obviously too young to understand any of this stuff yet.
Yeah.
Wyatt kind of is too, but
he is, yeah.
He won't remember this now later on in life, but it'll start to build for him here real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a very fun time opening up gifts, and he was a nice big brother and helped Brianna unwrap hers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because he wanted to check and see if she got something better.
He just liked to unwrap them all, and he'd get a little tape stuck to his finger, and like he didn't like it, and had to try to fling it off, and everything was, oh, and just hearing the excitement and the look in his face was just adorable.
Oh, you got that's fun. I mean, days like that, and like Easter when they come down and get their Easter baskets for the first time, you know, things like that. Oh, I mean, that's just, how much fun is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are good times to be had, and hopefully you got lots of pictures, little video.
I do, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Hopefully that, 20 years from now, you'll be able to open those pictures or watch that video.
Actually print them off or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of us who were, you know, we're kids back in the 8mm film days.
Oh, yeah, you had to actually look through your camera, and I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, good luck finding an 8mm player to play them on anymore. So, yeah, it's a little bit different nowadays than it used to be, but. Well, no matter what your Christmas day was like, we hope it was a good one.
Yes.
Hope you got a chance to spend it with family and friends and have some good times, maybe make some memories. It's always fun to do those kinds of things. Hopefully you got a chance to do something nice for somebody on Christmas Day because, I mean, what better way to honor Jesus on his birthday than to do something nice for someone? And it's a you know, it's a time to make some memories and stuff too. And here we are. We're talking about memories from when we were children of mm-hmm. Christmas Day. So you always kind of have to keep it in that perspective, too, as a parent now.
Yeah.
You're making those memories that your kids are going to be talking about to thousands of people on the radio. And if, okay, maybe not. But at some point, they'll be sharing their stories yeah. when they were kids and stuff, too. So you want them to be the best that they can be.
Yes,
so
we sure do.
Hopefully everybody had a great one and some good food and some opportunities and things. And we hope that as we come up here on the new year, because we only have a few days left here in 2013.
It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Where does life go?
I know it. I mean, older you get, the faster and faster it goes. And
you know, you just
they try to warn us in high school. I remember, like, this, you know, the seniors even saying, "Oh yeah, your last year goes fast." We're like, well, "Yeah, right. It's uh-huh. gonna be the longest year." No, not at all. It no. seems like it's 3 months and it was done.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney has a song called "Don't Blink."
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
It's about aging.
Yeah. Don't blink, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, one day you're going to school, next day you're getting married, and all of a sudden you're walking your daughter down the aisle, and next thing you know, it's you're retired. I mean,
yeah.
And it's, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you when you're young, because you've got your whole life in front of mm-hmm. you, and you think that everything's going to be around forever. And you don't, you know, you don't think about those changes and stuff. And if you're fortunate, like, well, like I was, for example, my parents are still with us. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's fortunate to have the majority of their family together for long periods of time and things too. But, you know, if you're fortunate, you just get that comfortable feeling that things will never change. You know, everything will always be great. Well, you know, they do change. And wow.
Yeah.
Little Stacy was graduating from high school the other day. Now little Stacy's in her 30s and has two children.
Yes.
And a husband that can be a handful once in a while, too, I understand. But, you know, hey, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, one of these days, we joke about it all the time, but, you know, one of these days, you're going to wake up in the morning and think, wow, I remember when Jim was telling me about when he turned 50, and today's my 50th yeah. birthday. Wow.
Or, you know, thinking it's 10 years ago, and we're still thinking it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the funny. Yeah, I saw that the other day. Somebody did a study, or not a study, but a survey on that.
Yeah.
They took a poll, and the majority of Americans, when you talk about 10 years ago, they think the 90s. We skipped right over the 2000s.
Yeah, you definitely don't think 2003.
Yeah, no, it's disappeared so, so fast. So, yeah, enjoy it while you can and make those memories, because they will indeed last a lifetime. We hope that's a good long lifetime.
Yeah.
We do have some things going on. It's kind of a slow period of time here for events and activities with the holidays being so
yeah.
busy right now. But you do have a few things.
I do have a few things. We've got some blood drives coming up. There's a Red Cross blood drive that's going to be held in Audubon. That's on December 30th, and that is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's at St. Patrick's Parish Center. So again, it's a Red Cross blood drive in Audubon on December 30th from 11 to 5. The Jackbeard Christmas lights, they're still going on. They turn those on around 5:30 every night, and that's until New Year's Day, until 10:30. And there's a donation box that's placed near the display if you'd like to donate to that. So Jackbeard Christmas lights, they turn on around 5:30 and they stay on until 10:30 until New Year's Day. Wings of Hope diaper drive, that's still going on, and that goes through January 2nd. Diapers and or diaper wipes, and they can take any size or brand. You can drop those off at one of their decorated donation boxes. They have them at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, Fairway, and they have two Hy-Vee near the deli and by the customer service counter. And then what they'll do with those diapers is they'll give those to parents as teachers, the Cass County Memorial Hospital Nursery, and anonymous local families. If you'd like to send in a request for somebody you know who needs diapers, you can send in their name, address, and phone number. And then, of course, with the number of children and the diaper sizes, to Wings of Hope, P.O. Box 85, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. So that's the Wings of Hope diaper drive that's going on now through January 2nd. And those boxes are located at the YMCA, Fairway, and then there's two at Hy-Vee. Join the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and the Cass County Extension Office for STEM. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. That is on January 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at the YMCA in Atlantic. The STEM event is free, and it's for 3rd through 8th graders, and they'll have lunch provided. And you can get registration forms available at the YMCA or the Extension Office, And they do need to be turned back into either office by December 30th because there is only a maximum of 50 participants. So that's the STEM on January 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the YMCA in Atlantic. And you get those registration forms at the Y or Extension office and then just turn those back into either one of those offices by December 30th. Another Red Cross blood drive is in Harlan. That's on January 8th, and that will be at Veterans Memorial Building, and that's from 11:30 to 5:30. Remembering Our Fallen, that's going to be on display January 9th through 13th at the Exira EHK Middle School in Exira, and then also from January 14th through 17th at the Exira EHK High School, that's in Elkhorn. Remembering Our Fallen is a reminder of the ultimate sacrifice made by over 80 Iowans killed in the War on Terror while wearing our country's uniform in Afghanistan or Iraq. The display is open to the public during normal school hours, 8 a.m. to 3:30. They do have some extended hours. That's on January 8th from 3:30 to 6 in Exira, January 12th from 1 to 3 in Exira, January 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. in Elkhorn, and also January 17th from 5 to 9 in Elkhorn. Opening ceremonies for the displays will be held at the middle school in Exira on January 9th at 8:30, and then at the high school in Elkhorn on January 14th at 8:30. The public is invited to attend, and there's no charge to view the display thanks to several local businesses and individuals that are sponsoring the exhibit's appearance at the school. So again, that's Remembering Our Fallen. That's on display January 9th through 13th at the Exira EHK Middle School in Exira, and then from January 14th through 17th at the Exira EHK High School in Elkhorn. I have two more Red Cross blood drives coming up. One is in Griswold on January 10th. That's at the high school from 8:30 to 2:30. And then on January 14th in Elkhorn at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. And that one will be held from 11:30 to 5:30.
Excellent.
Yes.
One other thing I want to throw in, I don't remember if I heard it from you or not there, but the Soiree with the Swans is coming up. The Cass County Conservation Board sponsors that at the Schulberg Recreation Area. And that comes up on January the 4th. So that's just already next weekend.
Yeah.
That's 2014, by the way.
That's going to take me months to get that.
I just got used to writing that. 2013 on the checks. Yeah, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. is when that'll be held. And if there aren't any swans there, if there's bad weather, let's not worry about that too much, though. Then they'll move it to the library. But they'll have presentations every half hour. The last presentation will be at 2 p.m. And it says BYOM.
Do you ever find out what that is?
Bring your own mug.
Oh.
That's what it is. Bring your own mug.
Very nice.
So apparently they have some nice goodies and stuff there, too. So enjoy that. They put that together. If you've never really learned much about the swans, the trumpeter swans that light here in the wintertime, but you've seen them from the roadway and stuff, take a little bit of time. If you really haven't been very close to them, if you haven't gotten out to feed them and be over there relatively close, you have no idea the size of these things.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been up close, but I think even from the road they look pretty big, seeing them in there and...
Yes. So
a lot of them.
It's kind of fun. And the kids like that stuff, too. Yeah. So this will be an opportunity for them to learn a little bit more about what they're seeing there from the roadway as well. So, yeah, go out and check those out. It's kind of fun. You'll get an opportunity to, in a short period of time, to learn probably a lot more than you ever thought you'd know about that stuff.
Yeah.
So we need to take a short break. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we're back at it again. Work.
Work.
Time to get to work. This is such tough
work,
isn't it?
I know it is. It's just awful.
Yeah, heavy lifting. Ah. So how'd you do with Christmas then?
As to...
Well, I know you ate.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we all do, and that never stops. I know you had fun with family and some friends.
Yes.
And gift giving and all that kind of stuff. So how'd you do with the holiday debt load this year?
I think I did pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do that? Did you have a strategy?
I used cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to set some aside a couple weeks before, so it wasn't just all of a sudden, boom, you know, hitting me hard. But,
yeah.
No, I try to use cash most of the time, or at least my debit card. And when the Christmas bonuses came around, you said that too.
Oh, Christmas, you got a Christmas bonus?
I know. Don't I work for a great radio station?
Oh, man, where'd mine go? The funny thing is I keep hearing politicians and some others talk about eliminating money, you know, just having electronic money, you know, and stuff. And I just think, how are you ever going to teach people the value of money?
You can't hold it in your hand.
There's a certain something about actually having, you know, cash in your hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we learned as children, the value of it. And I still think there's something to that, like you were just saying now. I mean, if you're just writing a check or you're just swiping the credit card through there, it doesn't have the same impact as if you're having to reach into your pocket and pull out what is your money.
Right.
And start plopping it down on the table, 20s, 50s, whatever
you
it happens to
how
be.
Much you're spending.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's gone right then and you see it disappear. I mean, there's a lesson to that, even for us adults.
Yes.
And sometimes it's too easy to blow by budgets and whatever else when it's just, the bill will come later.
Yep.
You know, I don't have to worry about it. Well, you know, then you end up paying lots of money in fees
finance charges
and things. And well, I was, I found a few, just a few notes about that. You know, now's the time. I know I can't help you with your debt this year. If you've already blown through all that stuff and you're scared to open up the envelope here in January from your credit card company, well, that's your own fault, I guess. But next year, go into it with a plan. You know, if you just four little steps, if you do just four little things, you can help yourself out. You know, the average American spends over $750 at Christmas time on gifts.
Well, I can believe that. I mean, for buying for not only your family, but for any friends and, you know, doing any donations. And
when I say that, those are statistics from 2010. Those are the most recent statistics available. So inflation continues to roll. When you start to think about that. And so anyway, that's what the average American is spending on Christmas, on holiday debt right now. Well, if you just throw it on the credit card and you don't really pay much attention to things and you don't know where all that money is going or coming from and whatever else, then you get sticker shock come January. But if you just do a little planning, for example, the first tip is to plan ahead to avoid that holiday debt. And kind of what you were just talking about, if you start now, you've got a full year until Christmas rolls around again to prepare. So just start, you know, the next time you get your paycheck, take a little money out of that.
Yeah.
Take $10.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a lot. $5 or $10. I mean, if you take $10 out every week, well, you're talking about $520 in a year. So you should be able to do a pretty decent Christmas there and not get, you know, hit too bad. And,
right.
And what's $10?
Yeah.
Lunch?
Yeah. Anymore.
Maybe two lunches if you're frugal. But yeah, I mean, so it's not like you're making a huge sacrifice. So, you know, just grab an envelope and then be disciplined enough that
you
don't
do
go, well, I'll just borrow a couple of bucks from there. You know, then you just blown the whole thing. But, you know, after you do it for a couple of months, it becomes habit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain part of you, I bet, that when you get that envelope full of cash, you don't really want to spend it all that bad.
Right.
You almost kind of want to keep it because I work so hard to get there. I don't want it to all disappear right away. You know, so and that's a good thing. Those are good feelings to have. But, you know, I don't know how much you spend and I don't know how much you need to save. But if you just start with some sort of a program like that, so it's not such a killer when it happens, you know, those kinds of things can help you off. You know, if you don't want to use cash, that's fine, but you can still do some things to avoid holiday debt. Set up a savings account, or maybe use your savings account in addition to your checking account to move some money in there, that type of thing. You know, we used to have Christmas accounts and stuff that the banks would do. So, you know, do whatever you got to do, but come up with a system so you have an idea of what you've got and what you're going to spend. Another tip to avoid the big holiday debt is to shop throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a grandmother who used to have, I mean, there was one year she was bragging she was done in May with Christmas shopping.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I know it's difficult nowadays because kids, it's different.
They change what they, the trends.
Well, plus we used to get gifts only on Christmas and our birthdays. That was
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Now kids get gifts all the time.
Yeah.
Kids sometimes get gifts just to shut them up in the store.
I will say I've had to do that, though. It was just a little Hot Wheels car, so I feel terrible about
it.
Well,
I know it can be difficult because, you're running scared all year.
Mm-hmm.
I bought everything in June. I just hope in the next 6 months they don't buy it already themselves, or somebody else buys it for them or something. But, you know, if you can shop throughout the year and take advantage of sales, there are a lot of sales throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Merchants do that for a reason, to get you in the store. So oblige them.
Right.
Go in and take advantage of those things. And you'd be surprised how many nice things you can find throughout the year that you might not find at Christmas time because they load up with different types of things at Christmas time.
Well, then everything out is Christmas themed.
Exactly. And plus, that way you avoid things like all those people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, and all the stress that goes along with all of those kinds of things too. So, you know, if you like to be involved in stuff like that, you can do that. And really, if you're looking all year long, if you're just one who likes to go out and pick up a few little things to mm-hmm. use, like as stocking stuffers,
yeah.
or maybe you like to give little gifts to those who do nice things for you, the mailman or what have you, you know, that's a way to do those kinds of things too. You pick them up at different times and stuff and have things around for those times. So, you know, easy way to save a little bit of money, save yourself some hassle too. And always look for ways to save on your shopping too, different ways that you can find deals. I mean, there might be different types of sales, as we said, throughout the year to take advantage of. KJ and big deals.
Yeah.
I mean, you can save some money different ways like that. You might look around and find, you know, sometimes people will share stories and things on like Facebook, some of the social media sites. Hey, I got this great deal at this local store,
right.
You know, and maybe you can take advantage of those kinds of things too. So, you know, look for ways to save on shopping. It's not just clipping coupons and stuff. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different ways to do that. And remember, holiday debt can linger throughout
yeah.
the year. We joke about it that, oh, the bill comes due in January when the credit card statement mm-hmm. gets there. But that's not the end of it for a lot of people.
No.
And that's the problem. A lot of folks, they buy their gifts on their credit cards. They tend to let the balances sit there, and you're paying high interest to the credit card company. So really, the merriest of Christmases comes to the credit card companies.
Yeah.
You know, credit cards in and of themselves aren't a bad thing. They're just a tool. But if they're not used in a wise manner, they can be kind of tough.
Yeah.
You know, as I've said before, a hammer is a great tool as long as you're hitting the nail. When you hit your thumb, it's not so great.
No.
So as long as it's used wisely. So, you know, don't get yourself into a big credit card mess. You know, many people are there at some time in their life for whatever reason. Sometimes it's other emergencies and things
yeah.
that come up. But it's difficult, and it takes a long time to buy your way out of that. If all you make is the minimum payment, I think you've all seen the horror stories. You're stuck for like...
at least twice as much.
Yeah, well, you're stuck for like 30 years
yeah.
making minimum payments just to get rid of a balance because so little of it is going to
mm-hmm.
the balance of it. So, you know, if you know that paying for holiday purchases is going to be a challenge for you, then look for other ways to be frugal while you're looking for gifts. And we've outlined some of those for you already. So, you know, be smart about it and start early
yeah.
and go into it with some sort of a plan, just like anything else. You don't have to sit down and write out a complete budget and whatever
right.
else, but have a plan and stick to it. And you're going to find that the after Christmas time is going to be a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because, boy.
Everything's so much cheaper.
Oh, it can. You know, and in our family, it's kind of tough because, you know, you've got Christmas. And then you've got New Year's. And then I have a brother who has a birthday January 4th.
Oh, jeez.
My birthday, I have my mom, three aunts, and both of my grandmothers were also in February.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, we had all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, I've got my father's birthday. My brother's birthdays are in April, May, and whatever. And, oh.
Just one after another.
Uh-huh. And graduation
yeah.
and all kinds of things come up and whatever. I mean, all right at the beginning of the year, there's this rush of about a 5-month period where all the gift giving for the most part is
yeah.
in that time of the year. Mother's Day, Father's Day,
yeah.
and all of us. And then there's a lull after that. So you can
yeah.
really get bundled up with gift giving and stuff, depending upon how those things fall in your family.
Right.
So, you know, again, be smart about it. So you make it a fun experience. It's supposed to be fun for you too, as
yeah.
a gift giver. Don't make it so painful that you just don't take any pleasure in it anymore.
Right.
Well, we hope you had a great Christmas, and we hope you have a great New Year, too. If you're planning on doing anything for the New Year holiday, do it wisely,
yep.
safely. We'd love to have you back with us again next week. So make sure you have some fun, but do it in a smart fashion. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. We are glad that you joined us here in 2013. We hope to do better in 2014, don't we?
We'll try.
We'll try. All right. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.